Republicans Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum have campaigned for several days in Wisconsin and spent a lot of money on TV ads and phone calls. Independent groups have spent big, too. Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul briefly appeared in the state. The lively GOP presidential contest is one reason State Elections Division spokesman Reed Magny says his agency is predicting 35% of eligible voters will go to the polls.
It's still a going race. A winner has not been determined yet, so we're expecting good turnout from that.
The presidential primary is a winner-take-all contest worth 42 convention delegates. It's also an open primary, meaning you don't have to declare a party affiliation, and you'll get a ballot with all the candidates' names on it. UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says it's the most open primary so far and may shed light on how independents view the Republican field.
It's going to be an indication quite different from other states holding primaries. In most of those states, it told us who the base, who the Republican base liked the most. The results from Wisconsin are going to tell us who does the broader electorate like.
Lee predicts only a modest number of Democrats will cast ballots for Republicans. A Santorum upset of Romney could keep the Republican race going strong, and a Romney win could put more pressure on Santorum to drop out. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.